Brad Davidson, a very good morning, mate. How are you?
Morning, Jared. Morning, everyone. I'm well, thank you. How are you guys?
Really well, thanks. And let's wrap the Golden Slipper Carnival at Rose Hill. And we saw the Vinery Stud Stakes won by this star Kiwi filly Orchestral. Although we mentioned with Adam Pengilly, or he mentioned earlier. How did you feel about halfway up the straight?
Yeah, she didn't do it as easily as a lot of people thought she would. But yeah, I think if you'd taken the short, she would have been a little bit concerned halfway up the straight. But she really showed her class that last 100 metres, didn't she, Jared? And I think, you know, when I looked at it and summed up the race, I thought that was their chance to beat her, really. I don't think she handled Rose Hill with the rail being out so far there. I think she sort of crabbed around the turn. And it wasn't until she balanced up really at the 200 metres that she started to really get into her work. So I think come Randwick in a couple of weeks' time, if they do push onto the Oaks, I think that race is at her mercy. And I don't think anything from that race can turn the tables on her. And I think the step up, obviously, as we've seen in the New Zealand Derby, back to 2400 metres is only going to be right up her alley. So I think that was their chance. They missed it. And I think it's onwards and upwards to the Oaks in a couple of weeks' time.
Did you take the short price on another Will in the Doncaster Prelude? And looking at that performance, where do you have him placed for the Doncaster this weekend? I know it's early, but what are you thinking?
Yeah, I did back him there on the weekend, Loz. They went up sort of 220, 230 on the Wednesday, and I was happy to sort of dive in there. But look, he was heavily back, wasn't he? It was an interesting one because he was a polarising character. A lot of form analysts said, no way, he's far too short in a race with plenty of, you know, different angles. And then other people said he's just over the line. And he proved that he probably the latter. He was a good thing and won like a good thing. And look, he's got to be, I'll have a look at the race later after the barrier draws and everything like that. Obviously, there's a bit of rain forecast later in the week, but he's proven himself on wet ground as well. But he's got to be top of the pick for me at the moment in the Doncaster. I'll be surprised if I'm not finding him. He's just so progressive. He drops down to the 50 kilos and obviously, it's going to be a race with plenty of different chances, but he's just the one on the up here. And, you know, he was, 4 weeks between runs there on the weekend, apparently paraded very fresh as well. So there's only improvement to come, and I don't think he probably has to improve much off that performance on the weekend to be winning a Doncaster.
Kalapur proved the superior stayer there in the Tancred for Chris Lees at a big price as well on Saturday.
Yeah, and well done to Chris Lees and the camp there, getting a group one with Kalapur, obviously a shock result, but a race where I think a few of the main hopes just got too far back as well, and they were able to capitalise up on speed in a race where they didn't go overly hard. They were getting sort of 12.5s, 12.8s throughout the middle stages, and he was able to just sit behind the leader and capitalise on the others getting too far back. Obviously, post-impressionist was too bad to be true on the quick backup, but yeah. Buckaroo got a long, long way back and probably too far back, really, in hindsight. So it allows those just in that slipstream of the leader to get the right run, and Kalapur was there to be the benefit of that on the day.
Who are we following out of the meeting?
Look, I think there's a few you could definitely follow out of the meeting, Loz. I mean, Orchestral's an obvious one heading towards the Oaks in a few weeks' time. I thought Noah Star was terrific first up, and I thought Linebacker was great there on the weekend, chasing a real hard-fit horse in a node and able to get home over the top of him late. So there's three horses right in the finish on the day that can go on with the job in the next couple of weeks.
You want to forgive some?
Yeah, there's a few there to forgive. Kashana, Beyond My Ken, Tom Cruising, Ashrun, they all pulled up lame. And, of course, post-impressionist there just didn't turn up anywhere near his best on the quick backup. So, obviously, that decision to go 7 days later to wait for age backfired. So we'll see what they do there, whether they pull up stumps or whether they go to the Sydney Cup. I know before the race they were saying they would unlikely go to both. So we'll see how that pans out.
And another feature can't wait for on Saturday is the New Haven Park Country Championships final. What about the performance from Bandy's Boy to really trim up his favourite in the market for the final, coming out and winning the Star Kingdom on Saturday?
Unbelievable, wasn't it? I mean, he was 1,400 back to 1,200 metres, and he just was awesome. Simple as that. Sorry, I'm doing a bit of babysitting here at the moment, so apologies in the background. But, look, he's He was simply sensational, and he's going to be awfully hard to beat this weekend. What a great day of racing, or great 2 days of racing we have ahead with the championships now. I always love day one, Doncaster, TJ Smith, two of my most favourite races, and bring it on, guys. It's going to be an outstanding carnival after we wrap up Rose Hill now. Over to Randwick we head.
Thanks so much, mate.
Thanks, guys.